This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with a great session this morning, more than 2 hours worth of session for the House Select Committee about January 6th and the riot and the attack on the U.S. Capitol, what some people call the insurrection. The focus of this particular group of hearings was basically going inside the Trump administration as much as the law allowed them, and getting comments from some of the president's closest, most trusted advisors, including his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, including Bill Barr, who was the real star of the hearings this morning, in taped excerpts of his deposition, including his one-time campaign manager on tape, who was supposed to have been there this morning, but his wife went into labor, so he was excused in person. They used tape from his deposition, Bill Stepien. All of this came across to talk about how the big lie became the big ripoff. What does that mean? We will get to that. And what about the outcome of all of this and the idea of a connection between President Trump and the January 6th riots? Polling that was done most recently by Pew Research, and it's a polling from just a couple of weeks ago, but it's before the hearings began, where they asked, do you believe that President Trump is largely to blame for the riots on January 6th? Among Republicans and Republican leaders, only 10% believe that President Trump is to blame. To get a perspective on all of this and where it goes legally and politically, basically, Professor John Hugh, who is the Manuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley, he is a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, and John Hugh, Professor Hugh, is also a senior visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Professor, you had a chance to watch the sessions this morning?
Oh, yes, and thanks again for having me back.
No, it's wonderful to have you back, and I think your perspective is very important. Were you at all surprised at the fact that they are now turning to this question of... It seemed there was a lot of focus today, particularly by Zoe Lofgren, the congresswoman from California, on the Trump team, including some of the people who really testified against Trump today, misusing the charges of a stolen election to raise money, going from the big lie to the big ripoff. Did that surprise you at all?
It's a part of the story we hadn't known before. I think a lot of the things we heard today in the committee hearings were things that if you were carefully following the stories after January 6th, we knew before, but we hadn't seen perhaps the video clips. We hadn't seen some of the witnesses before say it on tape. But this angle about the financial part of it was new in the sense that and it goes to the what seems to me the committee's objective today overall, which was to make the claim that Trump knew he had lost and was cynically pursuing this Stop the Steal meme and the fundraising efforts. You could charge him with fraud. But what the committee is trying to show is that Trump basically committed a kind of political fraud on the country by trying to pretend that there was a stolen election when he knew, he must have known, that he had actually lost.
Well, I was struck by the fact that his former campaign manager said that the people around Trump had been divided into Team Normal and Team Crazy. And he was proud to see himself as part of Team Normal. And the people with Team Crazy, the people who are saying things like the Dominion voting machine claims that they were instantly reset by Venezuelan or Chinese agents or something of that nature. And the Team Normal, the people who fought hard to get Trump reelected, but realized at some point, and apparently at some point on Election Eve, right after the election, that the votes just weren't there.
I think if you, I agree with you, Michael, if you listen to the testimony that you just described and you read between the lines, you can sort of see what a historian would say would be something like this. After the election was lost, the people who were responsible for the Trump administration's successes in policy and politics, people like Bill Barr, the attorney general, people like Jared Kushner and Ivana Trump stepped away. The campaign people, they stepped away because they knew that Trump had lost, and they were telling him he had lost. But then you could see they kind of divorced themselves from what happened next. And so there was a vacuum. This is how I describe it. There was a vacuum that came about because Team Normal, as you described, Michael, stepped back. And then that's when you can see Rudy Giuliani rushed in. Sidney Powell rushed in. People rushed in who basically were telling the president things he wished were true but were not. And I think I think the failure that happened here in the Trump White House was that the Team Normal people didn't stick around or didn't fight hard enough. And so you had this other circle who had kind of been excluded from the administration step back in. And one thing I was really shocked by was that several people testified that when Rudy Giuliani convinced the president not to concede the election on election night to claim that there had been fraud, I think at least two witnesses claimed that Giuliani was clearly drunk when he was pushing the president to say those things, and the president followed his advice.
Yeah, you say that Rudy Giuliani rushed in and Sidney Powell rushed in. Of course, all I can think of is fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Yes.
Which is
exactly
kind of appropriate here.
Yeah.
I was motivated to go back, because I'm very proud of the fact that long, long, long before the election, before Biden was even the nominee, I predicted that Trump would lose the election and then immediately prepare to run again in 2024, pulling a Grover, trying to follow Grover Cleveland with non-consecutive terms. And so I went back, I looked at my column, which was from February of 2020, so it's 2.5 years ago. And I predicted this, but what I didn't predict was something like this whole stop the steal craziness. Here is my basic point, and I wonder what you think of it, is that looking back now, if President Trump had lost the election graciously, as most defeated candidates do, as Al Gore certainly did, as Mitt Romney certainly did, as people who lose elections, the thing to do is you can have a great career afterward if you lose graciously. If President Trump had conceded the election, not even on election night, say a week after the election, don't you think he would be in a vastly better position right now in terms of his own continued presidential ambitions? We will get a response from Professor John Yu coming right up on the MedVed Show. Professor Yu is the author of many important books, the most recent about President Trump as Defender-in-Chief. We'll hear some of the latest defenses coming up on the MedVed Show.
the greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's the Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, my honor to be joined by Professor John Yu of the University of California at Berkeley Law School. He is also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford and a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. And Professor Yu, I was just speaking about a column, an old column of mine, and it's from February 3rd, 2020. And the headline is, "If impeachment-tainted Trump loses in 2020, he'll be back," and predicting that he would run for another term in 2024 and probably do well. But that wasn't anticipating the fact that he would continue to insist that the election was fraudulent, that he had actually won. Wouldn't he be, don't you think, far, far better off as a candidate, as a human being? The country would be better off if he had just found it somewhere in his heart and soul to concede the election graciously?
Yeah, for a number of reasons. I think, as you say, Michael, it just would have been the right thing to do. Two, it would have prevented this division, I think, that we have in the conservative movement or the Republican Party, where the party's being split now between those who believe Trump and believe that he lost the election through fraud, and then other people who accept the facts as they've been reported by our media and institutions and now by this committee. That's a split that didn't need to happen. And then I think third is, you want to look at it historically, you were mentioning some of the presidents recently who are candidates who lost and lost graciously. To their credit, you mentioned Al Gore. Another president I think you can mention that is a good model for what you were describing in your column, Michael, is Richard Nixon. Remember, Richard Nixon lost the election of 1960. He could have challenged some of the results. If he barely lost and could well have won the Electoral College if it weren't for what historians think might have been cheating in places like Chicago, which turned out some of the usual Chicago tricks to make sure that John F. Kennedy won. And then Nixon, rather than challenging the election results, he accepted them. And then he was able to successfully run for president in 1968, and then won one of the largest electoral college landslides in 1972.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about the split in the conservative movement. Do you really believe that with this committee doing a pretty thorough and, it seems to me, skillful job in laying out the evidence, and so much of the evidence coming from Trump loyalists, people who served right alongside the president, were among his most trusted advisors. Do you think that there are really a lot of thoughtful people or well-informed people on the conservative side who believe the election was stolen?
I really don't. I think that there's a base of about 30% of Republicans who believe Trump, believe that the election was stolen. But I think the other 60-70% don't. But they're willing, I think, and this is what politics is all about, they're willing to tolerate that view amongst that minority. In order, they're the ones who are trying to build a coalition so that they can come back and win the election in 2024. As you say, Michael, if Trump had accepted the results in November, then that kind of split wouldn't have happened. Or if it would happen, it would be happening over policy where you can have compromises. And I agree with you. I actually think it's hurting President Trump now. I mean, it's making the minority very intense and their loyalty to Trump, but I think it's turning off the rest of the conservative movement, and I think it might well turn off the rest of the country.
Let me ask you this, because you've looked at this carefully, and when you listen to Trump's speech at the Ellipse, where he was urging his supporters to march up to the Capitol building and basically to stop the steal, if Trump were asked, what would he say? What did he expect to happen when all of those followers, by the thousands, did show up at the Capitol building? Just did ask them to? Did he not? Couldn't one reasonably expect that there would be trouble there? What was the best case scenario of sending several thousand angry people up to the Capitol where they're about to confirm Joe Biden's victory?
I think what happened was that the president was just being reckless. I don't think he really knew what would happen. I think he just thought, I think he's the kind of politician who was just willing to take a chance. I don't know if he actually expected the protesters would actually break into the Capitol and try to, you know, harm elected officials, try to stop the constitutional process of counting the electoral votes. And this is why I think actually, well, there are a number of reasons, but, you know, that's the odd thing about these hearings is that they're almost relitigating or going over again what the second impeachment was about. If you remember, the second impeachment charged Trump with incitement to insurrection. But at the time, I thought that it's very hard to prove that President Trump actually committed, like, the legal crime of incitement, which is very hard to prove because it's basically you have to, right, it's almost like you're throwing a match onto a fire or onto gasoline and you know something bad's going to happen. I think that's hard to show, but maybe that the committee will show that. That's I think, this, you know, if you want to say there's a smoking gun left to be heard in these hearings, there's two. One is, was the Trump White House really tied in with these right-wing groups like the Proud Boys, the ones who really went up to the Capitol with the intention of causing violence, who were trained by military and law enforcement backgrounds, and they were organized? And then the other smoking gun you want to hear is, what did President Trump, as you said, what do you think he thought when he was giving that speech in the Ellipse? Why was he so derelict in duty to not call out the military and more law enforcement reinforcements to get there to the Capitol?
Or even to send a message to his followers to ask them to cease and desist and go home after they had breached the Capitol. It was 187 minutes, famously. One of the things that I with a distinguished law professor, I hate to go back to my own first year of law school, but I remember...
It wasn't my fault, whatever happened. I wasn't around for that.
that's true. But I remember learning about the reasonable man theory. At some point, you can ask yourself the question, well, maybe you didn't know, but you should have known. Maybe you didn't expect, but you should have expected. A reasonable person would. One of the crimes which they may charge him with is interfering with a legitimate function of Congress, which in this case was to certify the votes. Is he liable on that front?
That's hard because, as you said, the reasonable man intention standard. It'd be hard to prove that he actually thought this is what was going to happen.
John Yoo, I appreciate it so much. It's always great and reassuring, actually, to speak to you. When we come back, more from the highlights of the hearings this morning. Coming up on The Medved Show.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steierwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know what? This just makes me sick.
The emphasis of the hearings this morning was that President Trump had been told many, many, many times by the people he trusted most, the people including members of his own family, by his aides, his cabinet members, his very loyal and brilliant Attorney General Bill Barr, who I'm proud to say has been a guest on this show, he was told that he had lost the election. And he had no reason, none that anyone seems to have come up with, to believe that the election was in question. It was, after all, on popular vote, a 7 million vote margin. By the way, the only... It's a fascinating thing. There are one of the things that came up at the hearings today was that in Ballotopedia, which records all the elections and the details of elections and what happens, there have been between, in the years of this century, the new century, there have been some 30 elections on every level, federal, state, and local, that have gone to recounts. And there have been 31 cases, three times the initial winner has been overturned. So 28 out of 31 cases, the initial winner wins. What is the most votes where that has ever been overturned, the difference? It was 300 votes. Not 300,000, 300 votes. It was like that freakishly close election where the switch of 527 votes in Florida in 2000 would have made Al Gore president. And that's a really, really close election. This wasn't that. because it had to be not just one state, it had to be multiple states, at least three, and that you would have had to overturn hundreds of thousands of votes total. And that's the difficulty. And here is what Liz Cheney, who, of course, has been leading the case against the misleading of America, and that's what's really so strong here, is that Trump was telling things to his very loyal followers who were sending tremendous amounts of money that he knew were not true. This is Congresswoman Cheney. Yes, she is still in the Congress of the United States. Clip 23.
Hundreds of our countrymen have faced criminal charges. Many are serving criminal sentences because they believed what Donald Trump said about the election, and they acted on it. They came to Washington, D.C. at his request. They marched on the Capitol at his request. And hundreds of them besieged and invaded the building at the heart of our constitutional republic. As one conservative editorial board put it recently, quote, Mr. Trump betrayed his supporters by conning them on January 6th, and he is still doing it.
Liz Cheney then also spoke about Rudy Giuliani, and I was just talking to Jeremy off the air. There are so many lives that have been ruined in this. And you think about the way we all used to feel about Rudy Giuliani, or almost all of us. He was America's mayor. He was a national hero after September 11th and his leadership and what he had done for the city of New York. And then there is this about Rudy Giuliani's role on election night 24.
President Trump rejected the advice of his campaign experts on election night and instead followed the course recommended by an apparently inebriated Rudy Giuliani to just claim he won and insist that the vote counting stop, to falsely claim everything was fraudulent.
And the mayor was definitely intoxicated.
Was there anyone in that conversation who, in your observation, had too much to drink?
Mayor Giuliani.
You sounded drunk or something on the radio.
this is not good for Mayor Giuliani. And he ought to testify. If that is not true, he ought to testify, which would be useful. Bill Barr, again, he was not there in person this morning, but he had given deposition before at length. And the Attorney General said this with the deposition to the January 6th committee about the president losing touch with reality. It's a serious concern. Listen.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality, if he really believes this stuff. Now, when I went into this and would, you know, tell him how crazy some of these allegations were, there was never an indication of interest in what the actual facts were. My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud.
And, however, the fact that it wasn't stolen by fraud, does that mean that he believes that the president he once served was criminally liable? On Fox News, Attorney General Barr said, no, he didn't believe that Trump had committed a crime. This is clip 21.
Well, I haven't seen anything that makes me think the president committed a crime. What's come out so far has generally been known before. There are a few things that were new. But I do think there are legitimate areas of inquiry, but I also agree with the Congresswoman that this isn't set up as an optimal mechanism for getting at the truth, and there is obviously a big political overlay. But, you know, I think it's legitimate to explore whether or not there was a plan to use violence to stop the vote. And if there was a plan, was the president involved? I haven't seen anything up to now that makes me think he was, and I personally doubt it. But I think that those are legitimate questions. And the other question is more of a political nature, which is, did the president stand by for hours while the Capitol was under attack and did nothing and made the comments that were attributed to him about the vice president? I think that's a legitimate area of inquiry.
And again, if any of you have heard a reasonable explanation for why the president waited 187 minutes before asking his people, his loyalists, people who were willing to risk their lives, there's a friend of mine, a talk radio colleague, and my fellow writer, who's been a good friend for a long time. I haven't spoken to him since all this hit. But he very publicly said he would sacrifice his life. He would give up his life for the sake of undoing this fraudulent election. This is not a stupid guy. This is a brilliant guy. And somebody who I know has a good heart and loves his country. But can you imagine to give up your life on this cause with the people with the Confederate flags and the bear spray and the face of cops and attacking police officers? This is a cause to give your life for? To sacrifice the one life God Almighty has given you? It's an astonishing thing. There's also Bill Barr in the committee testimony that they played today. Got into my business a little bit. He gave a movie review for that very controversial new Dinesh D'Souza movie, 2,000 Mules. What does Bill Barr say about it? We will get to that and to more about the hearings as they continue to unfold. Coming up.
Michael Medved.
You're a very, very sharp guy.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned that Bill Barr, in one of his depositions with the attorneys for the January 6th committee, Bill Barr, former Attorney General of the United States, twice former Attorney General of the United States. And again, I think history is going to be very kind to Bill Barr, who was asked by President Trump to come and help in the administration and did so with some honor and some dignity. He helped to clear away some of the charges that were false about the Russian collusion accusations. And you may remember he, during a time of some difficulty with President Trump, he played a very loyal and supportive role. He was asked, and they played this at the hearings this morning, he was asked if he had any reaction to the charges that were made in the movie 2000 Mules. And the movie 2000 Mules, made by Dinesh D'Souza, which has a lot of one-time friends who appear in the film in behalf of these charges. The 2000 Mules are supposedly 2,000 agents of corruption or fraud who were collecting ballots and bundling ballots illegally and then dropping them, these paper ballots in Georgia, into the drop boxes. Here is the response of the former Attorney General of the United States, the Honorable Bill Barr. Clip 18.
The election was not stolen by fraud. And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that, including the 2000 Mules movie.
Well, maybe you can assess that 2000 Mules, and people are talking about that.
Well, I mean, just in a nutshell, you know, I just think the GBI was unimpressed with it. And I was similarly unimpressed with it because I think because I was holding my fire on that to see what the photographic evidence was, because I thought, well, hell, if they have a lot of photographs of the same person dumping a lot of ballots in different boxes, you know, that's hard to explain. So I wanted to see what the photographic evidence was, but the cell phone data is singularly unimpressive. I mean, it basically, if you take 2 million cell phones and figure out where they are physically in a big city like Atlanta or wherever, just by definition, you're going to find many hundreds of them have passed by and spent time in the vicinity of these boxes. And the premise that, you know, if you go by a box, you know, five boxes or whatever it was, you know, that's a mule is just indefensible.
Okay, and when he talks about the GBI, that's the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. It's the Georgia State version of the FBI. And, of course, Georgia, controlled at the time by Republican governor, conservative Republican, soon-to-be reelected Governor Brian Kemp, who won his primary overwhelmingly. And GBI and Bill Barr not quite seeing 2,000 mules or any mules hanging around Georgia ballot boxes. There was also this, and last comment from Bill Barr, which actually was not before the committee. This was on Fox News, which makes it very important, talking about the president he served and his conduct on January 6th. This is clip 22.
If he were to judge running again for president, do you think these hearings, primetime or otherwise, there are a few more, I don't believe any more in primetime, could dissuade him of that or should dissuade him of that?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's going to dissuade him of it. I think, you know, he'll make his decision, and I think he probably right now intends to run. But as I've said before, there's a lot can happen in 3 years, and part of it are 2.5 years, and a lot of it could involve this episode and facts that come out about it. I think I said at the time, I said on January 6th that I thought his behavior was shameful, not because I felt he legally incited the riots, but I thought he was largely responsible for directing those people up to the Hill with the idea that there was something that could be done to turn things around and to stop the steal.
And this entire hearing this morning brought forward a number of personalities, Republicans, lifelong Republicans, who most people hadn't heard about before. There was a commissioner in Philadelphia, one of the three members of the Electoral Commission that is supposed to be looking at vote fraud. The Republican member representing the Republican Party is named Al Schmidt, and pointed out that if there was anything particularly unusual about the Philadelphia vote in 2020, it was the tally for Donald Trump. The GOP incumbent president set a modern record for votes for any Republican presidential nominee in Philadelphia. He received 132,740 votes. According to state records, that's 24,000 more votes than Philly gave him in 2016. In this century's six races, only George W. Bush's 2004 re-election campaign, he won, came close to Trump's vote, with 130,000 ballots in Philly. When Al Schmidt called out Trump shortly after the 2020 election for baselessly claiming that 8,000 dead people voted in Pennsylvania, the now former city commissioner of Philadelphia and his family faced a barrage of violent threats. These are some of the threats they received. "You lied. You a traitor," reads a text he received shortly after the election. "Rhino stole elections. We steal lives." Schmidt's wife received an email saying he would be fatally shot and cops can't help you. Head on spikes. Treasonous Schmidt's. As the images, this is a report from the Washington Post, as the images flashed on the screen in the hearing room, House Chaplain Margaret G. Kibben stared intently. Sitting beside her was Representative Kathy Manning of North Carolina, who just shook her head in disbelief, mouth agape. Other observers had similar reactions as Zoe Lundgren, Democrat, California, apologized on behalf of everyone on the committee for the fierce, unfair backlash the Schmidt family had received for telling the truth. It's all extraordinary. The testimony of Byung-jae Park offered more details about false charges, about bundles of ballots and suitcases and disappearing in Fulton County, Georgia. None of it was true, Park said Monday. Again, he was working for the Justice Department. He was working for Bill Barr and Donald Trump. After being asked by then-Attorney General Bill Barr to examine the allegations in Fulton County, Park said, "We found that the suitcase was full of ballots. The allegedly black suitcase that was being seen pulled from under the table was actually an official lockbox where ballots were kept safe." He also explained how Giuliani played a surveillance clip that showed the workers pulling the lockbox out from under a table. The entire video, he said, showed they had packed the cases up when they thought they were done counting for the night, but once they were instructed to continue, they pulled them back out. Nothing irregular at all happened in the county. The allegations made by Mr. Giuliani were false, whether he was sober or not. A voting machine in Michigan did not have a 68% error rate, not even close. There was no suitcase packed with fraudulent ballots in Georgia, and no Native Americans were not paid to vote. So said the former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue, as he told the committee investigators how he and Justice Department lawyers systematically investigated claims about potential election fraud and found that none had merit. Just as Bill Barr had said when he was still Attorney General, I said something to the effect of, "Sir, we've done hundreds and dozens of investigations, hundreds of interviews. The major allegations are not supported by the evidence developed," Donahue said in his videotaped deposition about his conversations with President Trump. Donahue said he stressed to the former president, "We're doing our job. Much of the information you are getting is false." Did Trump know that? Should he have known that? We will get to that. We'll also get to a new movie about a hugely explosive but very important subject, the subject of homeschooling. We'll be speaking about it with Kirk Cameron, who made the film. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.